step to the dust and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in? 654-7627. 654-7627. I'm seeing some rumors regarding a Notre Dame player, but I'm willing to leave it at that because I don't see anything that I can confirm as at this time. So just leave it alone and see what develops out of it. Perhaps nothing, as so many social media rumors prove over time. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. I want to talk some NFL as well. By the way, all four rookie quarterbacks that were taken at the top of the NFL draft, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, you know what they had in common this past weekend?
What?
They all won. All four rookie quarterbacks were victorious this past weekend. Again, Baker Mayfield leading his team to a victory. You know, the Browns almost got screwed over by the officials, by the NFL officials for the second consecutive week. You know, the Browns are dangerously close to being an unbeaten football team. Now, you know,
I don't even know how to take that.
Yeah, well, they're 2-2-1. And, you know, if you say that, anyone could rightly say, Zeke, I'll get to you in 1 second. Anyone could rightly say, well, you know, but they could just as easily have lost the two that they won. Well, not really. I mean, they're 2-2-1, and, you know, the two of those games were decided by hideous field goal kicking, which is, of course, on them. And then the loss to the Raiders was decided on a hideous officiating call. Hideous. And, you know, look, the Browns still had opportunities to make plays, you know, such is the case. Like, for example, the one play I didn't see in the South Carolina game was the 70-yard touchdown run, and it was overturned. And that put the ball at the 10.5-yard line where allegedly he stepped out. I did not see that play as yet. And so I'll take your feedback. Should that play have been overturned, or was there not enough evidence to overturn it? Now, let me say this. Even if it was a bad overturn, if it was a bad decision to move it back to the 10.5-yard line, Missouri was still at the 10-yard line. They didn't have to, subsequent to that, they didn't have to go back 40 yards in the next three plays. I mean, Missouri, okay, you know what? Maybe you caught a bad break. I don't know. But I know this. You don't have to go backwards 15 yards on every play you run and eventually culminating with a turnover back near midfield. You're at the 10-yard line. I mean, the most ridiculous sequence of plays. Well, there were lots of ridiculous sequence of plays for Missouri in the second half of that football game. Zeke, how are you?
Diptula.
What's going on,
great
Zeke?
Sports weekend. Diptula, 21-6, Trojans outscored the Indians.
Oh, it was just a complete mismatch. The Indians were the champions of the worst division in baseball history, and they played like it. I mean, that division, it's three bottom teams combined to lose over 300 games. So they were the champion of arguably the worst division in baseball history, and the Houston Astros treated them like they were the champion of the worst division in baseball history.
And, well, don't you think, by the way, George Springer's bats got hot again.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. He's unbelievable in the playoffs.
He gets the most,
nine home runs in the playoffs.
Two more today.
Oh, then maybe it's 10 now? Is it 10 playoff home runs?
No, I think it's 10, yes.
Yeah, 10. Yeah.
Yeah, he got two today. He launched two today. Carrera blasted one today. And, man, Marvin Gonzalez is really hitting the ball well right now. So, you know, Jesse, well, I think you agree with this. I'm happy finishing second and playing Cleveland versus being the overall and being Boston having to play New York.
Yep. Yep.
And here's a couple of questions. First of all, as a Astros fan, do you cheer for New York knowing that gives you a home field advantage, or cheer for Boston knowing you're the best road team in baseball and you've proven you can pretty much sweep Boston?
I think the answer is, I really think this is the answer, Zeke. I think if you're the Astros, you don't care. I think if you're the Astros, you think you're the most tested team, you're the most playoff tested team, and you're the toughest team, and I don't think you care who wins that series.
I'm thinking maybe Houston, Milwaukee, Walt. What do you think?
Predicted before the playoffs. I predicted Houston, okay, Milwaukee before the playoffs, and both teams swept through their series. I think that obviously challenges await for each team in the next round. But sure. I think they have the right stuff. I think that's what you're going to see. I think you're headed toward Houston, Milwaukee. I think those teams. Milwaukee's the hottest team. They've been the hottest team in the National League for the last month or so, and that's the main reason I liked them. I thought they were playing their best baseball at the best time. They proved they could compete with those National League teams, and I just think Houston's the best team in baseball.
Well, I told you, as a sports fan, it was a great weekend. I was at Panther, Bank of America Stadium, watching the Panthers. Maybe one of the funnest NFL games I've been to with how it ended.
You were there for the kick? You stayed for the kick?
Oh yeah, I had some guests. They were Giants fans. They were up in the suite with me, and I stayed to the celebration.
For those of you who don't know, the Panthers needed a Graham Gano. By the way, a guy who's been criticized in Carolina Panther circles over the years. Graham Gano kicks a 63-yard field goal on the final play of the game, which ties an all-time NFL record for the longest field goal ever to win a game. That, of course, of the great Tom Dempsey. He of the half-foot and steel-toed boot. And Graham Gano didn't have any of that. And, his holder, and I think he himself knew that kick was good as soon as he hit it. And now it started to move a little right on him. Late, I wondered whether that thing was just going to miss to the right, but it did not miss. And do you know this, Zeke? Do you know that Graham Gano has not missed a field goal since at home since October of 2016?
Yeah, I believe in the game going, why do you people wear Cam jerseys and take the jersey? You might want to get your Graham Gano jersey.
Yeah, he has hit 33 consecutive field goals at home, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was, usually NFL games aren't that as exciting for me, the enthusiasm of a college game. But I tell you what, that place was rocking on that kick, and that's a lot of grown men, professionals celebrating. That was that's a mic drop. That's a walk-off right there. And kudos to him, not just to kick it, but, just doing it in the clutch for them to put him out there in that situation. It was just amazing. The last comment, I want to thank Notre Dame football for the beatdown they put on Virginia Tech, because the Hokies are going to be really pissed off when they come to Chapel Hill this Saturday. And they're going to need to redeem themselves here tonight. So I'm hoping for maybe a double nickel, 55-14 type of game will happen in the Kenyon Stadium in front of 535 fans that show up.
Yeah.
And one comment before I get off, Walt, I just found this out. How every college basketball team has these secret scrimmages now? No media, no fans, coaches, and they go there and play. I'm going to try to get some information, because I just found out in 2 weeks, North Carolina will go to Philadelphia and play at Villanova for a scrimmage game. So that's a nice little scrimmage to start the season, those two playing. And I'll hang up. Thanks, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Zeke. And by the way, Texter just wrote me, Matt Prater has the longest at 64 yards. Yeah, that doesn't count. That was in Denver. I don't count any field goal in Denver, just like I don't count any home run marks that are hit, in Colorado. Several of those longest field goals ever hit have been in Denver. It's not a mystery as to why. So to me, if a field goal, if a lengthy field goal is made in Denver, it just doesn't count. You know, the one thing I was thinking about that Graham Gano kick, and this is odd, but in a way, you know, Ramona, I know that kick was to win the game. It was to come from behind and beat the Giants, who really the Giants were dominating the later stages of that football game before losing on a 63-yard kick. But you know, the funny part of a 63-yard kick is?
What is that?
Well, kickers live this life of isolation. You know, they have to walk out on the field by themselves. They face a degree of pressure that no one else ever faces. You know, and they're generally not regarded as one of the boys, and so and they have okay. they have one job, to make kicks. Therefore, if you miss a kick, you're viewed as like a modern day leper.
Oh yeah.
But here's the thing, NFL kickers are so proficient now. There's an odd situation about that kick in my mind, and that is this. If that kick was from 50 yards, Graham Gano would have faced all sorts of pressure to make that kick. It's a winning, losing kick. It's a 50-yard kick. As an NFL kicker, you're expected to make that kick. But at 63 yards, no one on earth expects you to make it. You know, it's like a free shot. It's an incredibly unique situation, because it's one situation a kicker can walk on the field and feel no pressure at all. Because they're asking me to make a 63-yard kick. Even if you've made it in practice, which he had, even if he had cleared that bar in practices, which he had, even if you know he can make it, no one on earth has a right to expect a kicker to make a 63-yard kick. Therefore, there's zero pressure on that kick. You know, so Gano was actually in a pretty good situation where, again, no... Dexter writes and says, just saw Mason Crosby outside the local Walmart with a sign around his neck, "We'll kick for food." That's hysterical if you're aware that the Green Bay Packer kicker missed either four or five field goals on Sunday in the Packers' loss. And Crosby, look, Crosby's an old man now, but Crosby had been a great kicker. But when you're kicking, when you have a 63-yarder to win the game, you don't really have any pressure on you, because no one really expects you to make it. And so it's the one time in life that a kicker gets sort of a free shot, and at the end of the day, he made it. But the guy has made 33 straight field goals in Carolina. You want to know who your best player is, Carolina? It's Graham Gano. Don't you know? It's Graham Gano. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth Butt Thompson, the original owner, they do catering, tailgating, parties. Look, if you're planning to go to a football game and you want to be the star of your tailgate, what better way than let Tom's handle your tailgate? Are you kidding me? They have pre-planned packages, but they'll customize any order. You have to get it in by Thursday before the game so that they can have your tailgate ready. They are the home for the Cheerwine National Champion Sauce. You'll certainly want some of that. They have the Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. Incredible barbecue, made the way real barbecue is supposed to be made. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss them in any of the 8 sauces. They do fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Give them a call today. Tell them I sent you. It's Tom's Barbecue. Get hooked up for your tailgate or your party or your catering event. Have Tom's do it. Do it right. James in Greenville, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry! because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. With online ordering, a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Don't let thieves ruin your holiday. Visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. 1-888-407-SAFE. Priority One Security. Serious security.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Gotta step your game up.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Tula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tester writes, how big is Alabama DB Trevor Diggs' injury? Do they just plug another five-star in? No, it's big. I mean, it's a reworked secondary from a year ago. They lost all of those starts in their nickel package and lost their entire secondary. So any injury now to that secondary is enormous, because I still think, I think that secondary, even with Diggs, is still suspect. So, and this, look, this is Saban's particular area of expertise, but even given that, I think it's damaging, very damaging to a secondary that in my mind already still had enormous question marks. So yeah, I think it's very big, to answer your question. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt and the October deals. You know, first of all, you know, Halt is an incredible place. The Greenville location opened its doors in 2011, as we've been telling you. The second location in Anderson in 2016 on Clemson Boulevard. And it's just an incredible place. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you need to get your vehicle to First Class Halt. You have an advantage. You have a competitive advantage. You have a specialist to work on your vehicles who charges you less than the dealers, and they know these vehicles inside and out. Look, their team, Mark put this team together only from the best of the best. Like, Greg has over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You get specialists, real specialists, with First Class Halt. Now it's just top-notch in the industry. They always explain the options to you, the customer, so you can make a final decision. You know, if you go read the reviews, like, for example, here's one. Fantastic service. Greg and Mark did whatever it took to get to the bottom of the issue and also check the entire car over for other issues. They even received a call from the owner. Thoroughly impressed with the entire experience. Highly recommend First Class Halt. They only use OEM parts. And, you know, who does this, Ramona? 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on First Class Halt.
That's the best thing right there.
It's unbelievable.
I mean,
you know, just to give you, again, an example. Let's say they replace your water pump, and 2 years from now, you're in Phoenix, Arizona, driving around, and your water pump goes. They're going to call, they're going to get your vehicle towed, and they're going to pay to have a new water pump put in. I mean, that's insanity. That's First Class Halt. Trust me when I tell you, go and see them, either location, the Anderson or the Greenville location. Make an appointment, get to know Mark and his team at First Class Halt. You will thank me later. It's absolutely unbelievable. Go see him. All right. Before, you know what, you want to get in on the phone lines, you can. 654-7627, 654-7627. Ramona, someone on Twitter wrote, the Indians died so the Browns could live. You know,
you can have both.
Let me tell you something. Those people in Cleveland, they're ecstatic. They have not had a quarterback in a million years. They have gone through just decades of terrible quarterback play. They've gone through like 30 quarterbacks who couldn't play at all. Like 30 QBs who just couldn't play. And now they have their guy. And all is right in the world. I mean, and Mayfield was the right guy for that town. You know, and that's the one thing I always allowed for there. I always thought that, you know, that city is so downtrodden in terms of football that they needed an energizer bunny. And, you know, people compare Baker Mayfield to Drew Brees. You know, let me tell you something. Obviously, that's extremely flattering for Baker Mayfield to be compared to a guy who's one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived. All right. And I'm not ready to put Baker Mayfield in Drew Brees' category because it's absurd. I mean, Drew Brees is, again, in my mind, he's one of the top 7-8 quarterbacks who ever lived. All right. So I'm not ready at all to put Baker Mayfield in the category of Drew Brees. But I will say this, and you know, and Brees is many other things. You know, he's great in his community. He's a great ambassador. He's a great leader. He's all these things. Only time will prove whether Baker Mayfield can be all those things to the city of Cleveland. But I will say this, he has a better arm than Drew Brees ever had. A better arm than Drew Brees ever had. For a guy his size, he has ball velocity. He has talent. He is a better arm talent than Drew Brees ever thought about being. And so, you know, he has a little bit of an inherent advantage there if he can continue to develop and play it out. And look, he has traits. He has these leadership characteristics. You can see it. I mean, look, the only question that anyone needs to ask about Baker Mayfield is why did it take Hugh Jackson and those idiots in Cleveland as long as it did to make him the starter? He should have been the starter right from the beginning. Texter says, screw Cleveland. They got their NBA championship. Screw them. There's a reason it's called the Mistake by the Lake. Look, I feel bad for him as a football city.
It happens once every 100 years.
Well, and I feel bad for him as a football city because I'll tell you the truth. I'm not sure there's a better, more loyal fan base in all of sports than Cleveland Brown football fans, collegially or pro. I mean, they're incredible fans, and they've endured a lot. They've endured a lot of suffering. You know, hey, Jets fans are good fans, and they've endured a lot of suffering.
Oh, a lot of suffering.
And again, with people like Craig, maybe they brought it on themselves. But you can see it happening, all right? You can see it happening. And by the way, Texter pointed out Ray McCloud made a big catch on that Buffalo drive for a field goal. But you can see it with Josh Allen. You can see it with Sam Darnold. You can even start to see it maybe a little with Josh Rosen. I know he had the big early touchdown throw and didn't do much the rest of the game. But, hey, it's better than what they've been doing. So for the four rookie quarterbacks who were all chosen at the top of the draft all won their football games this weekend. And that alone is incredible. Absolutely incredible. So you're seeing real signs of progress in those four cities with those four quarterbacks. And it's a good thing to see. And look, the league is changing. The old face of the league is being replaced by the young guard. And there are these talented young quarterbacks all over the National Football League. And as we said before, it's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, right now, if you were to rank all the young quarterbacks that are in the NFL right now, you'd start with Patrick Mahomes. And Mahomes is a freak of nature. He's a young Aaron Rodgers with personality. You know, he's a winner. And he commands the huddle. You know, I don't know if people saw it the other day, but they were down near the goal line, and Sammy Watkins was supposed to run a slant or a shallow cross. I don't remember. But I think maybe it was a shallow cross, and he stopped his route. And the ball, and Mahomes just whizzed the ball right by him. And Mahomes got on him. He got on him. You know, he told him, man, you got to continue that route. You can't just stop there. And that's right. Here comes Ed Ramona with St. Louis Cardinal baseball fans, the most loyal and knowledgeable. Oh, no, that Texas says, I hate the Cards. Well, they are great fans. But I don't think there's a better fan base in all sports than Cleveland Brown football fans. I just think give them something to cheer for. And Baker Mayfield's giving them something to cheer for. But there are just so many young, talented quarterbacks. I mean, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz. And right now, of course, it's all the Patrick Mahomes show. And Kansas City's been unbelievable. I mean, that game the other day between the Chiefs and Jacksonville is a good example. It's a good example of how the game has changed. It favors the offense, and as great and as talented as Jacksonville is defensively, they just can't impose their will on a team like Kansas City because they have too many weapons and that offense is too versatile. I mean, again, the Chiefs are running a college high school offense, and they're absolutely incredible at what they do, and they have so many weapons. And you know what it sets up, Ramona? It sets up the game that we talked about last week, and that is next Sunday night, or this Sunday night, I guess you'd say. This Sunday night, you're going to have one of the great NFL games ever, at least in theory. The unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs and all their weapons are going to Foxborough to play the New England Patriots. The most incredible young quarterback in the game right now, and right now probably the leader for the MVP in the National Football League, Texas says, let's see what KC does against Brady. Right. They're going to go up against the greatest quarterback of all time in his house. And obviously the last time they went there, Kansas City destroyed New England. I don't think it's going to be that way this time. I think that, you know, I checked the total on that today because I thought that the total might set some historic mark.
Uh-huh.
And that number is 58.5. The total on New England and Kansas City is 58.5. And New England was a 3-point favorite. The Pats are a 3-point favorite, and the total is 58.5. And we're giving that out right now as two spread picks for this week. All right, I'm giving it out right now. I'm not letting those numbers change on me. I'm giving out New England -3, and I'm going that game to go over the total of 58.5 right now. Because I don't see how either of those teams are really stopping the other. And, you know, as great as Kansas City has been offensively thus far, and they have all these weapons, and Andy Reid's an absolute genius in how he utilizes them. And a few weeks ago, New England's defense looked so hideous. And when these teams last matched up, New England couldn't stop anything that Kansas City does. And now they have even more weapons. I don't see how Kansas City is stopping the Patriots. Because right now, suddenly, the greatest quarterback of all time has all these new toys at his disposal, which he's never had. He gets Edelman back. He has a healthy Gronkowski. He has two versatile running backs that can both catch the ball out of the backfield and both run the ball. Sony Michel and James White. He has Josh Gordon, which is the type of weapon that he's only had for 1 year in his career with Randy Moss. So he's had all of those. He has all those ingredients. Even Patterson, who suddenly seems to be making some plays when he's never made plays in his career other than as a special teams return guy. And so you're headed towards one of the wildest shootouts, I think, in NFL football history. But I think the Patriots are about to pay the Chiefs back. I really do. The Chiefs have been untouchable thus far, but I think Tom Brady is just going to shred that Kansas City defense. You know, they got some pressure the other day on Bortles. They're going to have to do that because otherwise, I think Brady's going to shred them. So you have two early spread picks right there. I'm taking that game to go over 58.5 and New England at -3, which were the numbers when I pulled them earlier today. So you're getting that pick right now. And because I think those numbers may go against me as we move towards that game. We'll see. And we'll see how it plays out. But if there's been a more exciting NFL game on paper play in the National Football League in the last 10 years, I don't know what it is. I don't see how you can get much better than this. Kansas City, unbeaten Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes leading MVP candidate and all those weapons versus the greatest quarterback in history who is newly surrounded by weapons. And I think just blossoming with those weapons. So I think it's going to be fascinating to see how that game plays out. I want to talk a little more NFL as well as some new Heisman odds when we get back. Excuse me. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Turner's in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. There is no place like Turner's. They're the home for the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. You know, Pandora is the hottest thing in jewelry. Pandora now has over 150 rings. Some people think they're still just only about the charms and the modern age slide bracelets. They're not. That's what they're most well known for, and that popularity is never going to shrink. I mean, Pandora gets more wildly popular every day, and it starts with those slides. But beyond that, over 150 rings, all sorts of necklaces, the Pandora line has expanded, and Turner's has it all, including the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. That's right. You can get them in your team colors at Turner's Jewelers. Huge selection, lots of tiger paw stuff. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon tiger paw bands. Incredibly cool. It's Turner's Jewelers. Get out there today. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Wahala at Daniel. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering new lower prices. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, store your stuff with confidence. 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property and security lighting. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You probably drove right by ACD Sports in Easley while traveling 123 to and from home games. The ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop has relocated to the Hamrick Shopping Center in a larger, beautiful store dedicated to Clemson fans, parents, alumni, and local high schools. ACD Sports offers a unique variety of Clemson items with the best selection of ladies' wear in the area. New items arrive weekly, so check the store regularly. Look for the ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop signs on 123. Y'all in? Go Tigers!
Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford has 2018 F-150 4x4 crew cab at $12,000 off MSRP for as low as $39,499 on an F-150 with all sorts of extras. Remember, George Coleman does not charge any document fees. See the 2018 F-150 today. Trucks do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
After rebates of $6,050, must finance with Ford.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Jewelry too, for diamonds. You want diamonds and gold direct.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Not that that's an accomplishment, but still, it's impressive.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. David Freese, up to apparently his, was that 2011 tricks, has given the Dodgers a 3-2 lead in the sixth with a two-run single. So the Dodgers back on top, at least momentarily. And obviously, the Braves facing elimination again today. We're able to stave it off in game three of the series, helped by the efforts of Ronald Acuna and Vizcaino in closing that deal out. We'll see whether the Braves can now rally late to send this team, to send this series to a fifth game or not. A couple things from the world of college football. One, I saw some Pro Football Focus ACC quarterback passer ratings for week six. Ryan Finley topped those numbers with an 80.8 mark. That's interesting because Finley threw a couple bad interceptions in that game. You know, I thought that game was going as I expected it to. Ryan Finley does not play well against BC in that scheme for whatever reason, and he threw two or three picks. And I got two picks, I guess. And Boston College had chances. You know, I think it's pretty clear that had A.J. Dillon played, they probably would have won the game, but he didn't, and they didn't. But Ryan Finley tops the ACC passer rings. And again, I watched much of that game, and I didn't think Finley played especially well, but apparently well enough to top this week's ACC passer ratings. Number two, you know, this one's a little hard to figure, too. Two is Juwan Pass at 69.9. He was the quarterback in who got blown out. What was the score of that Georgia Tech game? 66-30 or whatever it was. Georgia Tech just dismantling Louisville right from the beginning. Juwan Pass was the author of that. You know, look, he has an NFL arm, and I guess he played better later, but I don't know. It's rather a dubious distinction. You're the second-ranked quarterback in the ACC this week after you led your team to a, you know, 40-point loss. Number three was Nikosi Perry. He was 69.3, and he didn't play particularly well either in that game against Florida State, I didn't think. Four was Trevor Lawrence at 68.8, and five was Anthony Brown, the other side of that NC State Boston College game at 66.1. And overall, I don't think a great week for ACC quarterbacks. Nothing there that really stands out in terms of excellence. It's sort of the best of a mediocre weekend for the ACC quarterbacks, I think. In terms of the Heisman odds, Tua Tagovailoa is now 2-3. Kyler Murray is 3-1, which is interesting because they just lost. Oh, and by the way, they fired Mike Stoops.
They did?
Mike Stoops fired at Oklahoma. You know, I want to stop on this for a second because, you know, Ramona, do you remember when Bob Stoops left Oklahoma? One of the things I said at that time was, I don't think dude wants to fire his brother.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
I said that I think Oklahoma is coming to terms with the fact that they are going to have to fire Mike Stoops. And the Stoops family is so loyal. I think that Bob Stoops fully knew where it was going to end up. he was going to have to come to the ultimate decision that he was going to have to fire his brother. And I think that was an enormous part of why he left that job. We'll never know that. No one will ever admit that. But I said it at the time. And now that Oklahoma has parted ways, Lincoln Riley and staff have parted ways with Mike Stoops, I think it's clear that that decision was going to have to be made. It was going to have to be made. And I think they came face to face with it this weekend. And look, I'm sorry. Oklahoma's defense is dreadful, absolutely dreadful under Mike Stoops' leadership. It's just not a national championship level defense. It's not an anything level defense. In fact, Jeff Monken, the coach of Army, who went up against Oklahoma and Duke, he said that Duke's defense is way better than Oklahoma's. You have a head coach at Army saying that Duke's defense was light years better than Oklahoma's. And you don't need any more evidence. They just let Texas score half a hundy. Texas can't score if you leave them by themselves in the building. The Texas offense sucks. Sam Ellinger is just a guy. He's a fullback playing quarterback. He threw for 350 yards against Oklahoma. I mean, they turned him into a star. Just to give you some idea, this is the worst Bill Snyder team that I've seen. It's the worst Bill Snyder coach Kansas State team that I've seen. But they only allowed Texas to score 19 points. And they nearly came back and beat them. After getting behind early, they had the ball with 6 minutes left and were driving to beat Texas. But Kansas State's defense, which isn't very good at all, surrendered just 19 points to Texas. Oklahoma gave up half a hundy to Texas. So, yeah, they fired Mike Stoops. And, yeah, I fully believe that Bob Stoops knew. It's not necessarily that someone was going to make him fire him, but I think Bob Stoops knew in his heart of hearts that to win a national championship or a playoff game again, that the only way he was going to do it was fire his brother. And I think he'd said, I'm not doing it. And I think that's, again, we'll never know for sure, but I truly believe that the real reason Bob Stoops left Oklahoma is he knew he was going to have to fire his brother and he wasn't willing to do it. And you know what? I give him some credit for that. Tech says, yeah, blame the OU defense who threw a pick and gave away a fumble. Kyler Murray, I told you, would make OU worse. Look, that's asinine, Texter. I mean, no offense, that's just stupid. Kyler Murray is one of the five best players in the country. If you don't think so, you're clueless. I mean, I'm sorry. Don't make yourself out to be an idiot. You have to know more than that. You have to be smarter than that. OU gave up 50 points to a Texas team who can't score. Kyler Murray led an incredible comeback and almost beat him. Oklahoma put up a ton of points on Texas. They did not lose because of Kyler Murray. They lost because their defense can't stop anybody and hasn't been able to stop anybody for a long period of time. And that just couldn't be more obvious. When's the last time Texas scored nearly 50 points on anybody? When? They're hardly an offensive juggernaut. Again, they scored 19 points on Kansas State the week before. Wake up. Wake up. They're hideous defensively, and Mike Stoops' firing is long past due, and everyone all over America knows it, and no one knows it more than the Oklahoma fans. And the Oklahoma fans know something else. They know it inherently, and Bob Stoops knows it too. He kept the wrong half-brother. He should have kept his good friend Brent Venables and let Mike Stoops go. The rest of these numbers. Dwayne Haskins is third at 7-2. Will Greer at 6-1. You know, obviously Greer's having an incredible year. He threw some picks at home this week against Kansas. You know, that's almost to be expected. You know, I don't think he gets demerits for that. I think that the fact that he has his team unbeaten is a major miracle. And if Will Grier doesn't get an invite to New York, the Heisman process is just totally flawed and sucks because he's absolutely one of the best players in America. Finally, Ramona, Mackenzie Milton has been elevated in these odds. Mackenzie Milton, he's only at 20 to 1, but it's better than he's been. And Jonathan Taylor also at 20 to 1, so tied for the next spot. And again, there's not a better college quarterback than Mackenzie Milton. I mean, what he's done at Central Florida is absolutely unbelievable. All you actually need to do is watch football every week to understand it. We've been singing his praises all of last season, all of this season. A college quarterback just can't get any better. He's unbelievable, and he just continues to post 40, 50 points every single week, and it starts with him. That whole attack starts with him. That's why, you know, I knew people had underrated Central Florida this year because they were talking about the wrong thing. They were talking about Scott Frost's departure and Josh Heupel. The only thing that mattered was Mackenzie Milton was still there, and he still is, and he's still doing his thing, and he's still otherworldly at the college level. And then Trace McSorley is next at 30 to 1. You know, I know from a completion percentage standpoint, McSorley hasn't been what he was last year, but I still think he's worthy of this position because I'm not sure there's a tougher quarterback in the country than McSorley. He can throw it. He can run it, as he proved against Ohio State. He has the heart of a champion. It's inarguable. The guy is tough as nails. If you don't like him, it's a personal thing. And then Justin Herbert at 40 to 1. Look, Herbert's the biggest talent in the whole mix. Herbert is an unbelievable talent who could well be the first pick in the next NFL draft. I've promised you well before the season started that he would be the first quarterback taken, and he still will be. He'll be a top five pick, and it's my opinion right now that, as we've said for some time, that he'll be either one or two in all likelihood. So it's Justin Herbert, and obviously he's made a big change in Oregon. But, you know, unfortunately, he couldn't deliver the Stanford game. I know momentum went against him. I know he had a big win, a big lead, and it went against him, but that's the way it goes. And then Etienne listed at 50 to 1, and obviously I think Etienne is worthy of mention. I think he's been incredibly explosive.
Oh, they put him on the Heisman?
He's on the list now,
wow.
Yes. I think it's deserved. I find it a little odd that he would be listed in front of Benny Snell at this point. Snell at 60 to 1. As we said earlier, look, Etienne's the most explosive runner in the country, especially with, you know, whatever's happened to Bryce Love and his offensive line. It starts with the injuries up front, but Stanford's just not been as dominant. And then it goes to the weight that Bryce Love gained in the offseason. But Travis Etienne is clearly the most explosive back in the country. But the most important running back in the country is without question Benny Snell. I mean, the whole Kentucky attack is built on him. Every team game plans for him. Kentucky's not Clemson. They don't have Clemson's talent. What Snell has done is really remarkable. It's a continuation of what he did a year ago. But those are your updated Heisman odds. Let me tell you about our friends at Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, or if you're celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks, Ramona, from their in-house butcher. Yeah, we love an in-house butcher. Fresh-baked yeast rolls. Mm-mm-mm. Grilled teriyaki salmon. Mm-mm. Fresh strawberry shortcake. It's all mm-mms on this one, Ramona. Double-fried chicken wings open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich. That is absolutely on my list still. Filet mignon or smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. You will thank me later. Stay tuned after further review coming your way now. I'll see you tomorrow.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your